You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 1st, 2020, the acting Homeland Security Secretary sent a letter to the Portland Mayor, Ted Wheeler, saying, I urge you to prioritize public safety and request federal assistance and restore law and order in Portland. We stand ready to help you. And if you don't do it, we'll have no choice but to send troops in to do the job for you. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly violent protests. Now, you think the mayor of Portland might say, yeah, I need some help, because last night, another riot. This time, around his residence in the condominium building where he lives. Rioters showed up, demanding that he be fired, because they think he's now using police against them wrongly, as he tries to maintain peace, I guess. It's enough for that. Upsetting the left anyway, the rioters, and they were trying to set fire to the condominium. And again, we could not get firemen into the area to make the building safe for those inside until police declared a riot and moved in and chased everyone out of the area. Then word coming out of Chicago, the FBI warning Chicago police, we picked up word that numerous Chicago street gangs have now signed an agreement, or at least have said they will carry out this agreement, if they see any Chicago police officer with his pistol pulled for whatever reason, they will open fire on him immediately. They had a riot last night in L.A. And again, this follows an officer-involved shooting of a black man again. And in this case, the rioters also got behind the wheel of a car and smashed it through a store window. Details of exactly what happened in that shooting still being assembled. Take note of this. The Russian Navy is now conducting major military exercises near Alaska in the Bering Sea. War games involving a nuclear sub, dozens of ships and aircraft. These are the most significant military drills in the area since the old days of Russia. More than 50 warships, about 40 aircraft participating. That include multiple practice missile launches right near Alaska in the Bering Sea. Yes, we are closely watching to see what might happen next. There's a new book that's going to come out, written by the New York Times' Michael Schmidt, dealing with the FBI investigation into President Trump's personal and financial relationship with Russia. And according to the author, New York Times author Michael Schmidt, Rod Rosenstein, former Deputy Attorney General, curtailed the FBI investigation into Trump's ties to Russia. He limited the investigation. Even though some career officials were convinced Trump had ties to Russia that posed a national security threat. But again, according to this book, Rosenstein told Robert Mueller, the former special counsel, conduct an inquiry into election interference, but not into the president's affinity for Russia, as they phrase it. Sounds like another piece of fiction to me. More than 20,000 cases of COVID-19. Reported among students and staff at colleges and universities across 36 states. Most significant outbreaks occurring at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. 900 cases reported in August. University of Alabama, 1,000 cases over 2 weeks. Illinois State University, about 750 new cases in the last 7 days. Now, again, I remind you, we had a CDC report the other day stating that of the deaths that happened, only 6% of COVID-blamed deaths were actually due to COVID. Others had underlying health conditions. There's a new survey out if you're concerned about these and you worry about them. This survey, USC, says that Biden leads Trump by 11 points in a new national poll. 11 points. I always tell you, if you're going to buy one of these surveys and believe it, you got to buy all of them. I don't buy any of them, and I certainly don't buy this one. But there's a big Hollywood name who's saying he thinks Biden is losing. I'll devote some time to that guy and the story coming up later in this hour. Stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
So are you ready to get out from the COVID-19 scare? We might still need to be careful in some areas. I do encourage businesses to make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And of course, if you open up and then a client or an employee or someone else surfaces with COVID-19, you need to reevaluate what's going on. I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. They can determine at a very reasonable cost what you need to do before you open. Once you are open, and as you move forward, it just makes good sense, doesn't it? Wellington Environmental, for 30 years, has been treating situations at hospitals, schools, daycare centers, private homes. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. For trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I find it fascinating. Quote, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. And what's their proof? The violence we're seeing in Donald Trump's America. These are not images of some imagined Joe Biden America in the future. These are images of Donald Trump's America today.
Those are the words of Joe Biden saying, listen, the rioting we see happening right now, Trump is president. And he claims that in the future, if I'm president, we'll have more rioting and looting and lawlessness. Yes, he does. And Joe, you are right. This rioting and looting is taking place on Trump's watch. And mostly, if not entirely, in blue cities, controlled by Democrats, and in blue states. They're not doing their job. They're not showing the leadership at that point. And Trump has said, I'm ready to help you if you need it. I read to you during the news and commentary where the acting director of Homeland Security sent word to the Portland mayor saying, you must protect your citizens. We stand ready to help. And if you don't, we will be sending in troops. But Biden just wants you to believe that under me, it's going to be much better. President Trump going into Kenosha, Wisconsin today for a 3-hour visit. He will not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, who was shot by the police officer. The White House says the plans were to meet with the family at some point, not as a photo op, but something off to the side, not drawing as, you know, public attention. It would happen, but not to make it a photo op thing. But apparently somebody inside the Blake family, supposedly an uncle of the man shot, said we're only going to do it if we have our lawyer present, and in that case, the White House declined. We'll wait and see if it happens anyway. But they also blamed Trump for the violence that followed the shooting of Blake by the police officer. All of it's being laid at the feet of Donald Trump and the mayor of Kenosha and the governor of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, did not want Trump to show up, saying it's not a good time. You're not going to help our healing. And here you have Biden saying, look what's happening on Trump's watch. Well, a former governor of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, has his reaction to Biden's remarks.
Well, Joe Biden is an absolute joke, and he's just proving it again and again. They're trying to flip the script because they know they're in trouble. They know they're desperately in trouble. Joe Biden has outsourced his entire agenda on this and other topics to the radical left, including his pick for Vice President Senator Harris, who, according to Newsweek, has a voting record that literally is more liberal than Bernie Sanders. She, as well as many of his staff, helped to get some of these rioters, some of these criminals who are creating chaos in our cities out of jail. The more people look at the facts, the more they're going to see the president's right. This is in these Democrat-led cities. This is what happens if you put people like that in power. And remember, years ago, when Joe Biden was the vice president, Baltimore was one of those cities suffering that. And the Democrat mayor at the time basically said, just let them do what they're going to do. It was a Republican governor, Larry Hogan, who said, no, brought in the National Guard and brought things to order. The same's happening with this president all across the country.
And I think it's going to be essential because the Democrat mayors, the leaders, don't know how to lead. Well, they're afraid to lead. They're afraid they'll lose votes. They just don't know what to do. The Portland mayor is a perfect example. He's tried to make amends and alliances with these protesters, even as they were attacking federal agents around the federal courthouse in Portland. He went to join the mob one night, and they turned on him. And then last night, the mob showed up at his place of residence, a condominium, trying to set it on fire, throwing stuff in, and not just his residence, but other people live there. And police had to declare it a riot situation to break it all up. And right now, what we have Biden doing, we have him changing gears. We have him changing gears because the polling, as you heard Walker refer to, new polling has raised an issue that even Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN made an issue the other day. And now, again, we have Joe Biden just shifting gears.
Do I look like a radical socialist with a soft spot for rioters? Really? Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now, he's trying to scare America.
So you see how he's done that. Now he's saying looting, arson are not protests. I got some of the additional remarks he said. He said, you know me, you know my heart, you know my story, my family story. Do I look like a radical socialist with a soft spot for rioters? Actually, he doesn't, and he wouldn't be considered that way. But he's aligned himself with them and letting them invade his camp and lead him around by the nose to what they want him to see and deal with. That's why he was told directly, you have to put a woman of color on the VP ticket. And Kamala Harris was a law and order person in 2009 when she was attorney general in California. But now she says police are to be feared and we need less police. Not what she said when she was a prosecutor. And you got Joe Biden also assuring members of the National Guard the other day saying, I promise you, as president, I'll never put you in the middle of politics or personal vendettas. The governor of Wisconsin sent National Guard troops into Kenosha the other day to bring order. That was after President Trump told him, he said, look, you've got the power to send them in. You better do that. If you don't, then we will take action. So what's going on here with Biden and all of this gear shifting and changing? What's really shaking them up? It's not the rioting. It is not the rioting. It's the reaction to the rioting as it's reflected in polling data. Again, the words of Scott Walker, Republican, former governor of Wisconsin.
This president is doing what he should be doing. And the irony is, one of the people complaining, a Democrat governor, even the Kenosha newspaper, a paper that historically endorses Democrats, called the governor out for his comments a week ago Sunday, which he said, or what the editorial I should say said, and fanned the flames of the riots even before the rioters got there. Joe Biden's comment was about the same. It wasn't until after, I said, three nights of rioting and sadly two deaths before Joe Biden even spoke out. Donald Trump didn't need a focus group to do what was right. He immediately offered help, and thank God they finally took it in Kenosha, because it's a great city and it will be even greater, but it's got to have law and order to do just that.
And to that point, again, as I had aired for you last week, Don Lemon of CNN said that the Democrats have a blind spot when it comes to this rioting and the violence in the streets. They have a blind spot, and they're going to have to deal with it. And he said, I don't know if Joe Biden's capable of it, but he's got to come out and start condemning it, because the polls are showing it's costing him support. If you want to look at that from another viewpoint, if the polls were not showing that, they would just let the rioting continue. Who cares? Not going to affect the election. And if we can say it's all on Trump's watch, then maybe folks would definitely say more riots. Let's do it some more. So now Biden finally spoke out, as you heard Walker say, and as I read a couple of quotes from him a moment ago. This is again after last week, the third night of violence in Kenosha at that time, following the shooting of Jacob Blake, when Lemon said, Biden has got to come out and talk about it. He's got to do a speech like Barack Obama did about race. The rioting has to stop. It's showing up in the polling. It's showing up in focus groups. It's the only thing right now that is sticking. And you heard Scott Walker just say, this president, President Trump, does not need to see what a focus group says about rioting and violence in the streets. He knows, as you know, that's wrong. And he also knows, as you know, and many in the minority community know, they're the ones that suffer the most. You defund police, you're taking police away from protecting them. You let rioters and thugs run crazy, their easiest target are other minority neighborhoods, and maybe even in their own neighborhood. Don Lemon now saying that he praises Joe Biden. He said, because now Joe Biden has denounce Antifa. Well, he really didn't. Let me correct that for you. Trump has said that Biden has not specifically denounced Antifa or the far left. And Don Lemon still insisting that Trump can't run on his record, but if Biden would get with it and begin to talk about condemning the violence, then he can do it, even though he did not specifically denounce Antifa or the far left. Even though he did not do that, simply because Biden said, as you heard a moment ago, burning is not protesting, arson is not protesting, and trying to say, yeah, the rioting has to stop, because Don Lemon said, hold your finger in the air and you'll see which way the wind is blowing. And you need to correct this, and you need to get on it right away, correct this blind spot. And once Biden made any kind of remark, the very smallest, slightest remark that I'm a law and order guy, or try to suggest that, Don Lemon gloating, saying that Joe Biden put Trump on his heels. He put him on his heels today. And Lemon then adding that Trump wants to terrify Americans into voting for him in November. And he says the rioting's only in a couple city blocks, not an entire city. No one says it's the entire city. But that perception is there, isn't it? Do you remember, those of you who live in the St. Louis area, when the Ferguson story broke, and if any time it was mentioned St. Louis suburb. Do you know how many folks thought the entire St. Louis region was going through what they were having in Ferguson? You live here, you know where it was taking place and where it wasn't. That doesn't make it any better or easier for the folks that were suffering under it in Ferguson, or the burned out businesses, minority businesses in many cases. Didn't make it easier for them, but yeah, it was not the whole city, but you get labeled that way. Kenosha's dealing with that right now. Portland is dealing with it. So you want to say it's okay if it's just a couple of blocks where you have burning and looting? And of course, you look at what happened with the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, right down that main strip of shoppers and luxury items. Are you willing to say, well, we can let it happen there, and we can let it happen in minority communities, but as long as we're not all involved, we can kind of let it go? Of course you don't want that. Nobody should want that. But despite Joe Biden changing gears and apparently following the bullhorn of Don Lemon, you got to say something. There are those on the left who say Biden is still losing, and they're afraid of what's going to happen. One of them, a very big name in Hollywood. Another one, also well known as a celebrity. I'll tell you who they are and what they're saying they fear is going to happen. We'll take a short break and be back with that story.
Singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I told you the other day about a survey from the Democracy Institute issued Sunday regarding the Republican National Convention, that it gave a significant bump to Donald Trump following the Republican National Convention, the RNC, showing him jumping a 3-point lead in the national popular vote, 7-point lead in key battleground states. Now, again, you can take that or not take it. I read earlier in news and commentary about a USC poll that says Trump is behind Biden by 11 points. So just keep in mind where you are putting your faith on these polls, or you're not. I will tell you this, that some on the left are very, very concerned. One of them, Bill Maher, American comedian, political commentator, TV host, had the HBO political talk show Real Time with Bill Maher and other shows and so forth. You know what he's saying right now? He's admitting that the Republican National Convention and the message it presented made him a little nervous, maybe a lot nervous that Trump might win a second term. He said, maybe it's just that their convention bump got to me, but I'm feeling less confident than I was a month ago. He said the content wasn't thrilling, but the message was very specific. And listen to this. He then was listening, or rather having this discussion with Joy Reid on her program, MSNBC, and she said, well, look at these four black guys. They like him. Look at these women. They think he's nice. It's literally a permission slip saying you can do this again. And Bill Maher admitted, yeah, but it was very effective. You're going to hear more from Joy Reid in the next segment. But Maher said, I feel very nervous, the same way I did 4 years ago at this time. He said everybody looked optimistic. And optimism very often wins elections. That's from Bill Maher. From Hollywood, you got documentary filmmaker Michael Moore, big voice in Hollywood, and he's shouting, someone needs to pull the fire alarm now. He was looking at various polls in crucial swing states and about the gains on Biden that Trump has made. He said, Trump is ahead of Biden in Michigan, 47-45, yet so many Democrats convinced Trump will lose. Danger. He said someone needs to pull the fire alarm now. And he pointed out that during the same week in August, 4 years apart, 2016, Hillary was way ahead of Trump. But this past week in some swing states, Biden's lead less than what Hillary's was. And again, Michael Moore, Hollywood elite documentary maker, Hollywood love fest with all of them, he said, you can't blame this loss on Russia or the post office. This is on the candidate and the party. And he added this. He said, I'm warning you almost 10 weeks in advance. The enthusiasm level for the 60 million in Trump's base is off the charts. For Joe Biden, not so much. Michael Moore is an admitted socialist, fanatic opponent of Trump. But he's saying, I see him winning the way things are going at this point. That's not what the left wants to hear. Now, will that light a fire under them, get more of them involved? I don't know. Will it light a fire under you if you want to make sure that Trump does win? That's in your hands. That part will be in your hands. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'm going to go right to MSNBC, and you'll hear Joy Reid talking about why she thinks Trump is all messed up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We know that white supremacist groups are organizing online and swarming these protests, often fully armed, to whip up violence and mayhem. White nationalists have been arrested for breaking windows, starting fires, getting into fights, and yes, shooting and killing people. And their ranks have only grown. They've grown 55% since Trump's first year in office, 2017. Meanwhile, the arrests of Black Lives Matter protesters have been mainly for things like breaking curfew. There is no both sides here.
Those are the words of Joy Reid, host of her own MSNBC program. And wanting you to believe that all those arrested as protesters have done nothing more than break curfew, specifically if they're Black Lives Matter activists. If that is true, that Black Lives Matter activists have not been involved in any of the rioting, the looting, throwing harmful objects at police and other law enforcement, then they need to make sure they're never out at night, because that's when all this stuff really takes place. And yet you will see folks wearing that. You could say you could wear anything, Black Lives Matter hats or shirts while they're out there doing this at night. Are they a Black Lives Matter activist? Is it maybe someone posing as a Black Lives Matter activist? I don't know. I could not say, and neither can you. But the images clearly show some who purport to be Black Lives Matter activists are involved in the same acts as Antifa. And Antifa, obviously, also rioting. But again, if you believe MSNBC's Joy Reid, BLM doesn't riot. But what you do have is white people and white supremacists coming in from all over to carry out mayhem and rioting and violence in each of these locations. And of course, today, President Trump is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Going to spend 3 hours there. He is not going to be visiting the family of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot by the police officer 7 times. Now, I'm going to get into all the details of that again. You either know them, accept what you've seen, or you're willing to wait for an actual judgment. But apparently the White House was going to make contact with the Jacob Blake family. I ran a clip of his mother the other day where she called out and said, do not do rioting and violence in the name of my son. He would not want that. I don't want that. So it sounded to me like maybe it was a family that would want to hear from the president, whether or not they agree with him. But apparently the word came that we're only going to do a meet with the president if we have our attorney there. And the White House said, I guess we'll pass. And, of course, you also have the families of two other guys, two whites who were shot to death by a, quote, Trump supporter. That's that 17-year-old who went to Kenosha from Illinois, said he was there to help protect property and become part of the protection where police could not take place. And then he started, he said, being chased by others who were going to try to hurt him. And he stumbled and fell down and started opening fire and ended up killing two. He has been charged with two murders at this point. His defense will be, I was frightened and I was under threat of being harmed. I don't know where all this is going. I do know what facts we have in front of us, and that is burned out buildings, bodies, black and white, shot by police and or, quote, a white guy that wanted to be a vigilante or maybe was posing as such. None of this is bringing our nation closer together. But I do have a problem with the simple fact that some on the left just want to give a clear blanket endorsement and acceptance for anything that happens inside either BLM or even Antifa. I don't do that for conservatives out on the street. I've told you previously, if you go to some event, it's a protest of some type, do not be carrying your arms openly, even if you have the right to do so in your area. There's no reason to do that. That's just inciting. I've got some conservative friends who strongly disagree with me on that. Well, we're just going to have to disagree. I had no problem with you carrying what you're entitled to by Second Amendment. And yes, if you're entitled to carry it openly in your area, there's no violation, but I say don't do it. And here's why, because you continue to let you, when you do that, you add some credibility to the allegations of white supremacists are coming in from all over, just as you heard white, Joy Reid make her claim. And on her program, she also had Washington Post opinion writer Jennifer Rubin, who said the Republican Party under Donald Trump's leadership is now the party of white vigilantism, of white supremacy. And then they add that, well, today Joe Biden walked out there confidently and slammed Donald Trump for being the cause of the mayhem, the cause of violence. Yeah, that's what Biden had you want to believe, but that's not true. And as we pointed out earlier, Biden is in the process of changing gears because polling says you better take a firm stance. Just listen to Biden.
Do I look like a radical socialist with a soft spot for rioters? Really? Rioting is not protesting. Looting is not protesting. Setting fires is not protesting. Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
As if the others aren't, right? By the way, Biden also said in an interview with KDKA TV radio the other day, let's get the facts straight. I not only don't want to defund the police, I want to add $300 million to their local budgets to deal with community policing to get policing communities back together again. The only person defunding the police is the president. That's what Joe says today. We'll see what he says tomorrow. Now, the Oregonian reported Sunday night that the man under investigation in that fatal shooting of the right-wing protesters in Portland, when you had some pro-Trump caravan encountering supporters of Black Lives Matter and Antifa in Portland, not Kenosha, but Portland, they identified him, the guy that was arrested, as a true supporter of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, who had been arrested on weapons charges and released earlier this year. That's just a charge. It's not proving anything. But again, that goes in the face of what Joy Reid would have you believe her view of Black Lives Matter is.
Black Lives Matter is Trump's Willie Horton. Even though the violence he's luxuriating in these cities is largely white on white and perpetrated by his supporters. It's a campaign tactic, y'all. He's pimping tribalism for votes. Black Lives Matter is no threat to the suburbs. A lot of the multiracial groups marching for Black Lives are from the suburbs.
You do know the other night in Portland, protesters went into some of the neighborhoods. And in the beginning, some of the neighborhoods were kind of willing to accept it. But when it continued through the night and yelling into bullhorns and threatening violence, those inside their homes with their children started saying, I don't like this at all. Those were not white supremacists carrying that out. There were whites mixed in, if not in fact leading some of it. Unless white supremacists are now easily passing themselves off as Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists. Antifa has all colors involved. So does Black Lives Matter. So do extremists on all sides. I don't really... I've reached a point where, I mean, I just... If I'm really going to believe the origin and the call for Black Lives Matter, saying we're just trying to deal with things that have not been dealt with and trying to focus on that, and we don't mean to say that other lives don't matter, or we're not also trying to say that Black Lives Matter more, but I don't ever get a clear understanding. The only time you see Black Lives Matter activists showing up, and Joy Reid would not deal with that in her program, is when it involves a police officer shooting. But let me back up a moment. That also doesn't happen all the time. Black Lives Matter does not always show up, even if it's a police-involved shooting. I've already condemned them for not putting money into the communities that need it. I've also condemned them for not helping those same communities and showing up only when it's a police officer-involved shooting. We had a police officer-involved shooting this last weekend in St. Louis. A black man died in that police officer shooting. Police officer-involved shooting. A black man died. Black Lives Matter not protesting. Why? The black man that died in this police officer shooting was a black police officer. But he, being a black life, since he also wore a badge, I guess just doesn't measure up. All right, somebody says, we want to give you an entirely new news program. It should be old news. It shouldn't even have to be a big story, but I've got it for you coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime for help.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so here we go. Later today, Nexstar Media Group will debut a new 3-hour primetime newscast titled News Nation, airing nightly on WGN in America, or WGN America, I should say. The goal, they say, is to bring back traditional news, to cable television between the hours of 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. One of the anchors hired already, longtime newsman Joe Donlan, says, I definitely think there's a place for this. This is what the country needs right now. And a write-up on it says, well, when you think about the cable news landscape, he's absolutely correct. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC primetime lineups dominated by programs built around opinion and analysis, not always facts. Donlan says, that's the void we're trying to fill. They're going to utilize something like nearly 200 affiliate TV stations, 5,400 journalists across the country. You know what they're telling you. We're going to give you news, nothing but the news. No opinion, news, actual news, which is what we originally many thought news was all about. I have numerous times, again over this weekend, folks saying, "Do you miss me and on TV, being TV news?" I said, "No, I don't." I said, "It's changed dramatically." And they said, "Well, would you go back?" I said, "I can't go back now because when I did it, no one knew my political views. I made sure I did every story as clear and defined and balanced as I could, even to the extent that some folks might have thought I was on the other side." I lost count of how many people, because of the way I did stories about gun laws, thought I must be anti-Second Amendment. And same thing on abortion. The way I covered them and made sure those stories were told, I got people believing I was all about abortions. It wasn't for me to argue with them on the air. I was just doing the story and making sure the other side, even if I disagreed with it, got full and proper coverage. So what we have here is apparently a new effort to have a brand new, legitimate news operation. What you should be getting on a nightly basis from your local news and our cable news. There's a place for commentary. There's a place for what we have right now with Fox News and Sean Hannity at night, and a place for Don Lemon Fruitcake and that bunch as well, and MSNBC and Joy Reid. There's a place for all of them. And same thing with Bill Maher when he did his HBO news thing. A lot of folks actually believe that was a newscast. And of course, the same thing exists in print media. How many newspapers are actually giving you news and not an opinion injected? See, let me give you a very quick brief on how news is decided and selected. First of all, you got to decide what story is going to get on the air. That first decision, that becomes critical. Then, where are we going to put it? And how much time are we going to give it? Are we going to give our best reporter, our best photographer out on that story, or are we going to put them on something else? And then once we get it in, what scenes are we going to use or not use? Judgment is made at every step of putting a news story on the air. Every step. And yes, bias can enter into it. Hopefully it's built on journalistic ethics, but it isn't always. Even when you try to be truly journalistic and building within that framework, it gets messed up. I commend them for what they're trying to do. I don't know how big it's going to go, and that'll be up to the public to decide. That's the way it should be. But again, we're talking about what you should be getting on news programs, even on local TV markets. Unfortunately, in many TV markets right now, you're not getting a true and accurate story. Oh, you might on some things, but not overall. And sometimes it has a slant induced by the producer of that particular newscast and or a particular reporter and or management itself. And maybe sometimes they just don't really, they've got a blind eye to the other part of the story, unintentionally. That's why it's vital for you to make your own decision. I appreciate you listening to this program. But I would never say you take me at my full word and believe everything I say. I wouldn't. I check and double check everything, and times I find I make a mistake. Or I'm wrong, believe it or not, from time to time. I will point out one thing that this new news operation is going to face. If they're going to have a primetime cable 3 hours, it's going to be Joe Donlan and Marnie Hughes as their anchors. They're not going to like what I'm going to say, and I'm not saying it just to be throwing a jab at them. I'm doing it based on what we consider demographics of today. It's a white guy and a white woman. Just saying. Just saying. Would you let your friends and neighbors, even your enemies, know about this program? I would appreciate it. I don't claim to be giving you just facts. I also add my opinion and commentary now. And I'm always glad to have you on board. So tomorrow, you can plan on it again. We'll be here, just as we were today. So tomorrow, book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.